What about this one, Sheriff?
I can't see the file name from 6 feet away, Deputy. Can you read it to me?
Loch Ness Monster Sightings, 1967 to 1980.
Oh, Lord, you can toss them. Those were all from Mr. McGee.
It's a huge file.
The man called in a lot of sightings. My daddy had to drive out to Mr. McGee's place at least once a week to drag the fish pond and show him there was nothing there.
Did he ever cite him for being a nuisance?
Nah. Like my daddy always said, there is protocol and then there is compassion. Mr. McGee was real homesick. Eventually went back to Edinburgh and the sightings stopped.
What about jackalope encounters, 1822 to 1890?
We don't need them, but set the files on that high shelf there. Elva Montgomery might like to take a gander once things are back to normal.
Okay. Ow!
You okay?
Yeah, brushed my ear. You're still both pretty sore.
I am sorry about that, son. While you were putting some ice on your lobes, I did up a sign and taped it to the file cabinet. See? It says, "Do not open drawer. Contains boxing ear demon." Now no one will open it again.
A boxing ear demon? That name doesn't make sense.
Of course it does. The name describes its behavior.
Well, Sheriff, to box someone's ears is to hit them like a boxer. Ergo, box your ears. That demon didn't box my ears. It grabbed and pulled very hard before thankfully releasing them. The name is misleading. Tugging ear demon would be more accurate.
When I say boxing ear demon, I don't mean boxing like fisticuffs. I mean like putting something into a cube-shaped package.
What?
The boxing ear demon pulls off its victim's ears and puts them into a box. Then it offers the boxed ears as part of its courtship ritual.
What?
Well, it's springtime. Love is in the air. Okay, yes. When I describe it out loud like that, it does sound pretty terrible. But look, this particular one didn't get your ears.
Well, not to brag, but I put up a good fight, if I say so myself.
Be that as it may, it's more likely the demon just decided your ears weren't up to snuff.
How do you mean?
You know, they just weren't the kind to impress a potential mate.
You mean my ears were too ugly?
I have no opinion about your ears, Deputy.
They are a little asymmetrical. Demon probably wanted a match set.
Your ears are fine.
Maybe they lay too flat against my head?
Deputy Dillard, now don't you let that demon's personal opinion get you all insecure. You have many good qualities, son. And if the boxing ear demon cannot see those qualities, that is the boxing ear demon's problem, not yours.
Thanks, Sheriff. I guess I'm just a little oversensitive these days.
Understandable, Deputy. Nothing is normal right now, and it's easy to let things that shouldn't mean two bits really get us sore. Now, how about we get back to cleaning out these old files? What's in that one, there on the bottom? Hey, maybe it's got something good, like hand sanitizer.
Just an old book in it.
I haven't seen that book in ages! My daddy used to bring it out for me every time I came to visit him here when I was little.
Doesn't look like a children's book.
My daddy liked to have me read the first page. The other officers would get all nervous, and I'd read, and he'd laugh and laugh. I never understood why, but I imagine it was probably some grown-up joke. Hey, read the first page, Dillard. Maybe I'll see the humor now.
Orlejo de Simetrio, esa es la play bona de Naco.
Huh. I don't get it. Do it again.
Orlejo de Simetrio, esa es la play bona de Naco.
Well, that's not how I said it anyway. I didn't do that thing with the R you do. Well, never mind. Sit it aside and let's...
Sheriff, the book, it appears to be levitating.
Crashed with a Clorox wipe. Dillard, get over here! Behind the desk!
But Sheriff, social distancing. Never mind. What is it?
I don't know, but it surely don't mean us any kindness.
Sheriff, I don't know what happened.
You must have read it with the correct accent, Deputy. That's why my daddy laughed. I wasn't reading it right. Hey, was that it, Daddy? You can tell me all about it, seeing as how I am likely to be seeing you again shortly.
Maybe so. Except, Sheriff.
What? What, Dillard?
This thing, whatever it is, I happen to notice.
What?
It has remarkably symmetrical ears.
You're a genius. Okay, Dillard, quick. On the count of three, I'm gonna open up that box and ears demon drawer and we're gonna run. Run, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three, run!
Now what?
Well, I'm guessing it's gonna take those two a couple hours to sort out what's what, and I'm hopeful by then they'll both be so tuckered we can wrangle them back into their respective book and cabinet.
You think so?
I choose to be optimistic.
Okay. Well, what do we do until then?
Lunch? We could see if any places are still doing takeout. Maybe that fancy one that opened just recent?
I heard they got real good truffle fries.
You heard? With those ears?
Hey!
I'm kidding. Hey, truffle fries are on me. Let's walk 6 feet apart.
Well, howdy, y'all. Season 3 is still on the way, but we hope you'll join us as we check in on your favorite people and places from Seasons 1 and 2. Find out how they're coping with this situation. Until next time, this is Uncanny County reminding you not to bite the hand that feeds you, unless that hand has been washed for at least 20 seconds.